Hey, everybody. It's Monday.
Yep.
Are you going to laugh at how I said that?
No. That was good when that happened. Okay. That had some energy to it.
I'm always that had energy to it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking my cue from, like, the real lady at the heart of this episode who is super into shit, which we'll get into
in a minute. Yeah, she's over the top.
I kind of thought she was cool, though. I was like, I kind of feel like me and her could hang out.
This was a good episode.
Danny Rowling said, and this is, that's right. The lady on the cover of this episode, the one that played the mom.
Yeah.
That was the same. That was Cody's mom from Demon Child.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I knew I'd seen her before, but I forgot it was the iconic
Demon Child episode. A good episode. I don't know if the case actually happened, but it's a good story.
Yeah, it's like, this one sounds a little far-fetched, not gonna lie. But, I mean, they all sound a little bit far-fetched to me. But this one sounds, like, pretty far-fetched.
The people that were telling the story, though, the boyfriend or the husband, he's the professional reasons that he's gonna fucking tell his story from anonymity. And then the mom, she is good at telling the story, she's real emotive, you know.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it.
Yeah, it almost... You know, maybe it happened to her. I don't know. And then the boy, he kind of like a Chrissy Hines knockoff.
Yeah, I wrote that down because you said it looks like emo Chrissy Hines.
Yeah, like Chrissy
Hines. He had like this hair that was like, I know that was all the rage when this, or no, it wasn't actually, because I think this episode came out in 2012, and I think that hairstyle was several years out of date at that point, but it was just kind of like this round, shaggy. Ball. Yeah, it was pretty unfortunate.
The boyfriend or the husband speaking from anonymity, well, maybe we'll get into it later. Based on what he said, something happened. He thought something was happening. May not have been what the mom thought it was, but we'll, you know, might have not, I don't know. We'll get into the case.
I always wonder about that because didn't we do, and the episode that we did last week, I think, which was the attic one, with the main guy, and he was like, you know, I'm going to be in shadow, but then, like, everybody else on the show was just regular.
So you know
and
who he is.
Well, right, and it's like, I kind of feel like that was the same way with this, and it's like, the woman is on there, and it's like, he's like, well, I have to be in shadow. I'm like, yeah, but that's your wife. If everybody knows who
your wife is, then your stepson,
then obviously they're going to know that's you, and they're probably going to recognize your voice and shit like that.
Yeah, the people that you're hiding from would know that that's you. They know your wife.
It's just kind of like...
Might as well just show your fucking face.
It seems kind of pointless.
Yeah.
It seems kind of pointless. I don't know. But, you know, something...
That'd be like doing OnlyFans with your wife, right? Doing hot wife and shit, BBC hot wife and everything, but you got wife in a mask.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who your wife is. Goddamn.
I mean, I know some people don't want their faces on camera, like, for other reasons, but, you know what I mean? Or people are like, you know, they are uncomfortable with it, and that's fine. But I'm just saying that... No, you're not anonymous if everybody else on the show is, like, showing their actual faces. Right. Everybody that knows you is going
to
know
everybody,
that.
Yeah, you're trying to be anonymous only to the people that know you. Yeah. If they don't know you, it doesn't matter.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's like you're already anonymous to everybody anonymous. Who doesn't know you. So you
here, babe, put this mask on so none of my friends know it's you.
I mean, I don't know. It's just it's just weird to me.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, you also said that the real lady, like, her name is Kathy Sheets, by the way, is her name. She bears a pretty striking resemblance to Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. Cuter, though, actually.
You think?
I think she's cuter than Sigourney Weaver. Sigourney Weaver's kind of tall, long, not real cute, if you ask me.
Yeah, she was kind of a slightly shorter, slightly dumpier.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd say dumpy.
I wouldn't call it dumpy, she's just short.
Yeah, like a shorter Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Like I said, this show is... This episode, I think this was season 5.
Yeah.
And I think this was 2012. So this came out, like, 11 years ago now. Which isn't that long ago, but still, it's, like, kind of a long time. So we talked about this before, because I feel like season 5, they were deliberately trying to make the shit more, like, cinematic. So they were doing it more... And I noticed this, like, on one of the other season 5 episodes we did, too. They started doing flash-forwards. Because they wanted to get into the good shit quicker. So it's like they do like a cold open on this episode where there's this real heightened, like, you know, exorcism, because you know there's going to be an exorcism at the end of one called Angels and Demons, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, and just like everyone's just like, by the name of the Father, the blah, 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 and like with the cross and everything, and everybody's like super heightened emotion and like screaming and crying and everything. And so they show it all like that with all the flashing lights, and then they're like 1 year earlier, you know what I mean? So, yeah, they're trying to do it like a movie.
Give you a flash forward.
They started doing that, yeah.
Yeah.
Danny Rowling said Sigourney looks like she has a 5-inch clit. Well, you know,
Sigourney's not cute. She's a good looking woman, but she's not cute. She's too tall and thin to be cute.
She's a striking woman. I always thought she was very striking looking.
She's cool. Not my type, but she's cool. Yeah, but you're definitely not ugly. You know, she's good looking.
Yeah, I don't think she's ugly.
No, she's good.
But like I said, I like interesting looking people, not necessarily.
To me, I thought she looked bland.
Not necessarily like conventionally attractive. Yeah. I kind of like people that are sort of interesting.
Kind of tall, skinny, bony, kind of flat. Not real flat, but you know, just not. I like curvy, shorter, curvy.
Murder Hornet said, "Seeing the Pope's Exorcist at the movies yesterday. If Russell Crowe wasn't the lead actor, it would be another boring possession movie. I give it 5 out of 10. Yeah, there really are a lot of possession movies, and I'm kind of not. I'm more excited about Renfield, to be honest. I mean, I heard the Pope's Exorcist was okay, but.
I've heard mixed things on the on the Pope's Exorcist.
Yeah.
Again, Bee's Nest liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he saw it. He liked it. Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, possession movies are not... It's just kind of like zombie movies. It's like every now and then you see a good one, but there's so many of them.
Is that streaming already?
What one?
The Russell Crowe one.
I don't know. Unless they released it simultaneously. If they did, it's probably like
$20. Yeah, it's like $20,
bro. Because it'll be $20 for like the first however many, like while it's still in the theater.
Yeah, just wait till you get $20 to get a Blu-ray.
Yeah, or you can just wait till it's like $5, you know, a month or so from now.
Yeah.
Anne also says the new Evil Dead trailer looks badass. Yeah, I do kind of want to see that too.
They rebooted Evil Dead, huh?
Well, I think it's a sequel, and it's not like a remake. But yes, you want to.
Xanadu said that he's going to send us King of New York.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
He liked a review of the movie that we did.
Oh, I kind of want to mention, too, like, on the show yesterday, remember how I said that we got the package from Celtic Angel 73?
Yeah.
And we showed a lot of the stuff that was in it, like the Reagan, the Exorcist Funko Pop, and she sent us the shirts that we were wearing yesterday, the Black Christmas one and
stuff
the Fang one.
Stuff for Pookie.
And, like, Amazon gift card for Pookie in Beijing. I forgot to mention that also in the box, she sent us the entire series of Bates Motel.
That's right, we're watching it.
And we are watching it right now. I've been watching. I watched like a couple episodes
and the shirts.
Last night. Yeah. So I feel bad because I was like coming home. I was like, oh shit. I didn't have it with us because we had started watching it, so it was in the bedroom. You know what I mean.
And so far, it's been a good series. We're still like maybe like we're in the first season, probably like 5 or so episodes in. It's getting kind of boring to me. I hope it gets a little bit more.
It's not though. Like there was all kind of crazy.
It's
shit
not
going
really
on.
Keeping my attention. But you know what I mean. I'm gonna keep.
You
watching.
Missed a lot. You missed a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it was just like, you know.
He was wandering in
there
it
was
out.
Stuff I had to do, and I was like,
his ADD.
Okay.
His ADD ass like wandering in it out.
Wasn't really pulling me in that much. Jenny was liking it though.
Yeah, I was really into it.
Yeah.
I have to say though, the one episode I watched last night, wasn't a fan of that scene of that little doggy getting run over.
I didn't see it.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I was like, as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, well, that's enough for me for tonight, I think. Because it was, like, real realistic looking, and I'm just like, yeah, no thanks. All right, so let's talk about Angels and Demons.
All right.
And this Sigourney Weaver-looking lady.
All right.
And her trials and tribulations with Angels and Demons.
And her Chrissy Hines son.
And her that poor kid. Well, it's like...
He probably doesn't look like that anymore.
Well, the weird thing about this is that the kid... he's an okay looking kid. Like, I think it was, well, I mean, he had braces. He's kind of awkward looking. He's a teenage boy, you know what I mean? And, you know, he had kind of that haircut that a lot of those boys had back then, which, you know, not super flattering. But I will say that the real kid looked better than the actor that they had playing him. Because the actor that they had playing him was like, that was some haircut they had on that kid. And he was another one that had, like, real big nostrils, just like that other one that they had. Yeah. Remember that other episode from season 5? It was like, what was it, all the big nostrils? I mean, like, not like I can talk, because I have big, huge nostrils, too, but I'm just saying.
I wasn't paying attention to people's nostrils. I'm not nostrophobic.
I'd be phobic of myself if that was the case.
I'm not nostrophobic.
Because, you know, I have big, huge nostrils also, but it's just kind of like, I don't know why... Well, I think the reason I noticed it on this one is because they were flaring them, and they so there was these big two like black holes.
Oh, I want to just mention that before the show goes on even more, just let you guys know some shit that's happening behind the scenes and some of the tight friends of the show. I pierced Jen's nipples.
Yeah.
Both for first time.
Over the weekend. Yeah.
Over the weekend, yeah. Fucking with like 15, I think it was a 14 gauge needle. And I had all the gear to do it, and fucking, they came out good. They came out real good.
Yeah, they look really nice.
I showed them to a friend of mine that, guy that owns Quinn Studios. He's a pornographer, him and his wife. And he used to be
a... I am a pornographer.
Yeah, he's a pornographer. And he pierced professionally for years. I showed him the photos, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's good. Its depth is good. They're straight. He goes, yeah, good deal.
Yeah, you did a good job.
And, yeah, that shit was fucking... I've been putting needles through myself for a long time. Going through a leg and going through a nipple, fucking two different... Man, that shit crunched and cracked and popped going through that thing. I was disturbed, but I couldn't stop, man. I just had to... And then once one was done...
Imagine how I felt.
Yeah.
No. Wow. Here's
I thought
the
it was
going
to be soft as butter, that the needle would just go in through it. No, it took a lot of pressure. I was thinking to myself, I didn't say it to Jen, that first one I was going, what the fuck, man? Am I hitting bone? How is that possible?
I'm like, I don't have any bones in my
teeth. Yeah, how is that fucking possible?
It's not that I know of, anyway.
Yeah. So she got two bars in there now. They look good. Just like little beads.
Yeah, it came out really nice. But holy shit, wow, that hurt like a motherfucker. Well, yeah. The thing about it was that, I mean, I have a really high pain tolerance, okay? You know, yeah. Like, I've had all kind of, like, bad shit, and it's, like, usually doesn't bother me. I expected it to hurt. Yeah. I didn't expect it to hurt that much, though.
Yeah.
When you were doing the first one, I had to lay down because I started to black out. That's how much it hurt.
Yeah, I can understand.
I started to black out.
Don't try that on your own, people, unless you have some experience.
So the second one, I had to lay back and he had to do it.
And certain things didn't go smoothly. Like, I had to do one twice because I accidentally misplaced the wrong size needle and it wasn't quite the same diameter as the bar that had to go in there, and the bar couldn't follow it. And I was like, fuck! And she was fucking freaking out. It was the second one, and I wasn't thinking. I just grabbed the other needle and pulled it through. It was the wrong size. I got to get the bigger one. I should have just took
and
the
I was
bigger
like,
one. And
you motherfucker!
I should have just took the bigger one and fucking put it to the back of the small one and pushed that through the hole again, and then it would have corrected itself. But I was kind of a little bit wigging out. You know, it wasn't bleeding, but I knew it hurt a lot. You know, so
it did.
Phew. And
well, he did one, and then I was just kind of like, maybe I should just leave it with one. I don't want to be crooked and everything, because I was like, man, that hurt, like, way more than I was expecting. And, like, I think it was, like, the pain was bad, but I think the thing that bothered me the most was, like, the blacking out. Like, I almost blacked out. Like, my vision went, and I was like, I'm blacking out. I was like, please stop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that kind of, like, disturbed me, so I didn't really want to go through that again. But I was like, well, I don't really want to be crooked either. But I was like, you need to, like, let me chill out for a few hours.
Yeah.
Like, and I said, and also I need to be a little bit drunk.
Yeah.
So I had to, like, I had to drink some before we did the second one.
So, don't, it's not like I've had a lot of experience fucking going through meat and flesh and... because I get myself injections a lot. And then experience with fucking vivisection and dissection in high school, doing biology classes, and being food service,
too,
I can butcher animals and shit. So I have some background in doing shit like this. I just didn't realize how tough a fucking nipple was. It was like going through...
Well,
rubber.
Like you said, they're
stretching and popping and cracking, and I'm going like, damn.
They have to be like that because babies nurse off them.
I thought it was going to go through there like butter, like just like it was going through fat, but no.
And it was a big. I admit before you even did it, like when you showed me the needle it was doing, I'm like, oh shit, what
it's
the fuck?
Big needle,
what the fuck did I even?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Why did we have this idea?
Yeah.
Now, see, Danny Rowling said Jenny should pierce Tom's areola. See, that's what I said. I said, now it's your turn.
I would have done it.
And he was like, fuck no. And I was like, that figures.
I would have done it had it been an easy procedure. Once I felt how much pressure it takes to go through that material, hell no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't have any problem anywhere else, but not on a nipple. That shit's fucking too tough.
Look, he's, like, he's after going I like that. Just thinking
after
about
I did
it.
That procedure, after I did that procedure, I laid him to bed, going to sleep, started thinking about it again, and I'm going, damn, I can't believe I did that. Fucking, but that came out good.
Like I said, how do you think I feel?
Yeah.
I was on the receiving end.
Yeah.
Murder Hornet said, I had my navel piercing back in the mid-90s. I can still put a ring through it.
I sent Murder Hornet some pictures of him.
Well, yeah, and he only just told me that.
Yeah.
And I was like, who the fuck else are you sending pictures of my boobs to?
A couple people.
He's not going to tell me who.
Well, Quinn was one, and then a couple more. But they're friends. They're friends. Oh, Jen.
Well, I know that. I don't care. She's seen my boobs before. Yeah.
So, Soph. Soph saw him.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah.
Well, yeah, nice. You told me about
that.
So,
you know, just people like that.
I mean, I'm not that bothered. There's people I mean, it's just because sometimes I wish... I wish you just, like, ask me before you do it.
I
would for sure... I would probably say yes.
Oh, I know you would.
Because I'm not that shy about that.
Yeah. Just, and it's not like it's got your face in the photo.
They're just boobs.
They're like medical photos anyway. So, you know, there's no face
in them. Yeah, they're just boobs.
Yeah.
They're called breasts, and everyone has them.
Yeah, everybody got
them. That was from the young ones, by the way. Yeah. All right, so now that we're done talking about that, let's talk about angels and demons. Danny Rolick said, you forgot to send a photo to moderator David June, Tom.
Okay, all right, we work something out.
Now he's gonna like pimp out my tits.
Bitches out. We're working something out. Send me a super chat.
You're probably not kidding.
I got the OnlyFans pretty. Just opened it up. I got to search it.
There's like nothing on there yet. But
just laughing. You gonna do OnlyFans? And I said, yeah. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. You know, I'm fucking with her mostly, but. No, there's no telling what could happen.
I mean, you set it up, so obviously.
I set it up, yeah.
So obviously you want to get into that.
well, you can put it doesn't have to be porn. You can put anything on there.
Yeah, I know. Zach says, Jenny should give Tom a Prince Albert. Because that's another
one that would fucking hurt.
That's what I was thinking.
It's another one that would hurt.
I was like, yeah. No, like, if I asked you to do that, would you do it?
No. Now that I saw what it's like going through that strange material, fuck no.
The strange material.
Yeah. I mean, I got no problem sticking it through legs and shit like that.
Well, that's different.
Through anything that's like...
Because he gives me injections all the time, too, and it's like, it's nothing. But
it's nothing. But, you know, anything going through stretchy materials and cartilages and shit like that, no. I ain't gonna do it.
I mean, I knew it was going to be where... Like, I pierced my own ears, like, years ago.
Yeah.
And they're still in there, too, even though I hardly ever wear earrings, but...
Yeah, I don't think I'd go through a tongue or anything. I'm not going through any kind of damn organ.
Yeah, I wouldn't want my tongue pierced anyway. Well, to be honest, that just seems like a pain in the ass. Like, I know that some people like having them, and it's like, you know, that's up to them, but I would not get that. It'd just seem like it'd be a big pain.
Put a little stud here, you know what I mean?
That'd be easy.
Or I like the ones that's a little bar that just goes through, like, the upper shoulder parts.
Right.
Because that's real soft.
Yeah, that's just skin.
It's just skin, and it's real soft, and you don't really need a big gauge needle to go through it. You know, you could do probably a 20 gauge, 25 gauge to go through that. You know, it would just slip through. You wouldn't even feel it. But
Tammy said Tom's going to print up a T-shirt with a picture of Jen's boobs on it.
Yeah.
That would be funny. You just put, like, my boobs where your boobs are.
Yeah.
Like, didn't they used to have those shirts back in the 70s that were, like, they were for dudes, but then they had, like, a woman's boobs, like, with a bra on them or something?
Yeah.
I remember seeing that in the movie, like, a long time. Like, in the 80s, maybe.
Yeah. It was black and white.
It was
a black and white, like a Xerox photograph of fucking boobs, and it was on the shirt.
Danny Rolling said, once they heal, you should get a chain piercing that connects your ear piercings to your nipple piercings and make a makeshift chain tit wallet. You just hang shit on it.
I'm
drying out my laundry, you know.
What I was going to do is once they're all healed up and she gets bored with them, we'll put some, like, 1-inch rings with a captured ball in there. You need a little tool.
We got a kit that came with a bunch of different ones.
But it didn't come with the tool that you need to close it and keep everything all round. Because you have to bend it, and then you slip it through. And there, I'm not sure it's quite the right size. It has to be similar to the size of the tool of the piercing that went through there. So probably about an inch and a half, about like that, would do it. And you bend it, you slip it through there like that, and then you bend it back closed. You got to put the ball in there, and then there's a tool that you use to make everything round again, and then you put the ball in place. It's got two dimples on it. And it takes a lot of practice, and if it's a little ball, it's slipping around like the one that we have. I couldn't get back in, even when it wasn't in a person. So I didn't want to fuck with that. It's too hard.
You know what's hilarious to me, like, before, and I promise we'll get back to the talking about the show in a minute. But I guess we, you know how we get. The thing that I found hilarious was that the kit that you bought, I was like, it comes with, they have a specific clamp that is specifically for that piercing.
For nipple
like
piercing,
the, yeah, that you, like, pull it out and has, like, little rings so you can pull it out and, like, you know, it, and it's, you can adjust it.
Yeah.
And I was like, the first thing I thought of was, like, somewhere in the world there's a factory that makes that very specific tool. I wonder how many of them they make a day.
There's another one that grabs your nostrils, it's got a hole to do a septum piercing.
Do a septum piercing, yeah.
Which that's got to fucking kill.
I'm sure that probably hurts. Like, up here, like, like, up here doesn't hurt, but it's like, but yeah, down here it would probably hurt.
I'm not doing any of that shit going through cartilage or any soft, fucking flexible materials and shit.
Well, I'm not really lining up to do it again.
Had I known, had I known what that material was like in there, I would have done it.
You know what I mean? It's done.
I got it done and it came out good, but I, you know, had I known what that felt like, had I known what that felt like to push through it, how much pressure that needed, I would have fucking went, nope, I ain't gonna do that.
I mean,
it was very counterintuitive to me.
It hurt yesterday, but today it's like not. Yeah. I got some, what do you call it? Antibiotic cream with a painkiller in it.
Yeah, there's no sign of infection. Everything was.
Yeah, it looks totally fine.
Everything was clean.
It looks totally fine. But yeah, so.
Let's go ahead and get back to it, though. Got that one out of the way. Okay, we got more people in there now.
Yeah, all right. Now that we're talking about nipples and stuff. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, a segue from going from nipple piercing into the ghost, but I
dealing with ghosts, man.
I can't really
dealing
think
with
of
demons, and, demons and angels and shit.
Yeah, I felt like I was dealing with demons, that's for sure. Holy shit.
Have an out-of-body experience.
I don't think that's the worst pain I've ever felt, but it was up there.
You said it was 5 out of 10.
It was, no, I said 6.
6?
Maybe 7.
All right.
But it was up there, probably in the top 5.
Yeah.
Since it had to be in the top 5, like, the worst pain I've ever experienced. Because, it sucked a lot.
Pretty rough.
It sucked a lot. But yeah,
never again.
Yeah,
I ain't piercing nipples again.
No. Yeah,
I don't know how much that would have cost. That's probably a $200 job.
I don't know how much they charge. I did my own ears, but I never got any other ones done professionally. All right, so. As I said, they started this one with a flash forward because they're trying to make it more like a movie. So there's like a crazy, like over-the-top exorcism where everyone's waving crosses around and whatnot. Everyone's crying and screaming and whatnot. So they do that for a few seconds and then they're like, 1 year earlier. So this story takes place in, I guess, like the autumn of 2010 in a place called Arnold, Maryland, which they said was right outside of Annapolis. I'm not from Maryland, so I don't really know. My mom is, but yeah. So this woman's name is Kathy Sheets. I'm presuming that's her real name because her real face was on there. And like we said, she kind of looked like Sigourney Weaver. So she has a 15-year-old son who was 15 at the time, whose name is Michael. And she has been a single mom, you know, pretty much all of her kid's life, I guess. However, in fall of 2010, she's moving in with her boyfriend, whose name is Brian Davis. Like I said, I don't know if that's his real name because he just... came up in shadow, you know what I mean? He was just there in shadow, so that might not be his real name. So Brian has just finalized his divorce from his previous wife, and he's kind of nervous about doing this new thing, but they're moving in together and blah de blah. Now, so we backed this up because they were like, okay, well, Brian was staying in the, when they move into this new house, I think it was, she said it was a townhouse, but I thought like the house they showed on there wasn't really a townhouse, but whatever. But I guess in Maryland, like, a lot of the houses are townhouses. So there was a spare bedroom in the basement, and they said that Brian was sleeping in the basement. I said, why is he sleeping in the basement? It's like they're boyfriend and girlfriend, right? Like, so why is he sleeping down in the basement, and she's, does he snore? I don't know. And then I was like, well, why is he in the basement? And then we, like, backed it up, and I guess they didn't say, or I totally missed it. So, because I put Brian's in the basement for some reason, I don't know why he's sleeping down there. So he got in trouble, I guess. So he's down in the basement and he said that he heard somebody like walking behind him when he was walking down there. He said it was very, very clear, like very much sounded like somebody was walking behind him. And then when he was down in the basement, like he could hear the footsteps like kind of walking around the room, even though obviously he couldn't see anybody.
Yeah, he said he didn't know if it was maybe the boards heating and cooling or what, but he said he definitely heard something that sounded like footsteps. Going around.
Yeah.
So even though he's being shot in shadow, there's something kind of credible about his testimony, especially later on when like they're confronting the fucking demon or spirit or whatever it is. He says some things that kind of make me think that he's telling the truth. Because it wasn't very fantastic what he said. But we'll get into that in the middle.
Yeah.
I remember what he said.
I might have written it down, but maybe not. Yeah. So
I remember what he said.
Yeah. But, so yeah. So he tries to kind of, like, write it off. You know, yeah, like, maybe it's the ventilation system, or maybe it's just the floors creaking, or blah de blah. So he doesn't really mention it to his girlfriend. Now, for a while, Brian is staying in the old house, like, I guess while they're, you know, getting everything moved around or whatever. So Michael, the son, and the mom, Kathy, are in the new house. Now, one of the first things that happens is Michael is in his room, and he's working on his laptop, like, doing homework or whatever. And he sees something, like, it looks like something moving, and I think it was, like, it was kind of dark on the TV, so I couldn't really see what it was, but I think it was, like, some kind of reflection of maybe something behind him. And it was, like, reflected in the laptop screen. That's kind of what it looked like to me. So he sees something. He's like, what the fuck? And he, like, looks behind and there's nobody there. But he said the real kid said it felt like a spider crawled up his back. But there was, like, nothing there. So he kind of, like, felt a presence, I guess. So he goes to tell his mom. But apparently it's 3 a.m. and she's, like, not having it. Which, you know, I don't blame her. Don't be waking me up at 3 a.m. telling me about some fucking ghost in your room. Man up. Deal with it. So, he does feel like something is, like, watching him and touching him, though. Like, I guess he said that's what it felt like something came up and touched him. So then, I don't know if it was that same night or maybe, like, the next night. So Kathy's bed starts shaking, like, Exorcist style. Now, the first thing she thought was maybe it's an earthquake or maybe something heavy, like, fell down in the house and, like, shook the bed or something.
Yeah, so, she's just saying, hey, you know, shook the bed. But when they show it and then they show her reaction and her talking about it, I had some weird shit happen to me like this at Mammoth, you know, first night I was there. It scared her. She said something was shaking the bed. Uh-huh. And she said, you know, and that kind of shit really freaks you out. It didn't shake my bed, but it was moving things around. I could hear it. It picked up the damn receiver of the telephone and fucking dropped it. That was weird shit, man. And you're like, that didn't happen. That did not just happen. You're just going to denial, you know.
Well, that's kind of what these two were doing. Yeah, they were. Like, no, she was just kind of like, well, maybe it was an earthquake.
No way. You're scared to shitless. You go, that did not happen. You try to shut that shit out. But no, hell yeah, it happened. Because it keeps on doing it.
Julianne said, they said he stayed in the basement to let the kid get used to them living together. Oh, okay. See, that's what I mean. I thought they said something about it, but then we backed it up and I couldn't find where he said it. So, because I was like, there was got to be a reason. I'm like, cause that's kind of weird. But okay, so thank you for saying that because we did back it up, but for some reason I didn't like see that. So yeah, no earthquake, no. But she's just like, okay, well, I'm gonna try and not like pay attention to that or whatever. However, she does go to a friend of hers named Bonnie, who also happens to be a psychic. And she goes there to kind of ask. I don't think she goes initially to ask her about the ghosty situation, but she does ask like about her and Brian. And then, so Bonnie busts out the tarot cards, and then, of course, this is season 5. It's 2012 when this came out. It's like, everybody knows what the fuck tarot cards are. It's just like, everybody knows what EVPs are, but they feel the need to, like, explain it every single time, and I don't really understand why they have to do that. But so, yeah, so she brings out the tarot cards, and she's basically like, well, you know, your relationship has a good potential, but, you know, there are no guarantees. I'm like, you don't need fucking tarot cards to tell you that. Yes, you're just real psychic there, aren't you? But yeah,
Danny's saying that I could rock a damn eyebrow piercing now. Actually, Danny, I wouldn't get any piercings on my face because I get into fights now. So you don't want anything that would gets fucked up if you get punched. Maybe I could do ears or something like that, or up around in body parts, but nothing on my face. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, probably not a great idea.
No,
because someone will
nothing that someone can get ripped out. That. Yeah,
yeah.
You don't want any kind of
now. Weak I'm kind of like paranoid yeah. about. Like...
I don't want any weak spots on my face.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Okay, so I guess like a few days later, she goes back down to the basement, and the light doesn't work. Which, you know, that's not necessarily paranormal or whatever. But she goes over there to, like, open the curtains so she can see what she's doing. And then she turns around and sees just, like, a dark figure. She didn't really describe it all that much, did she? Mm-hmm. They just kind of had it. I mean, on there they have kind of, like, your standard demon-looking, like, a scary-looking dude in a hood or whatever.
I think she was just saying it was just, like, a dark, shadowy humanoid figure.
Yeah.
Probably just an outline. It's probably what she's talking about. She didn't give any details.
Yeah. So this freaks her out, understandably. And she tells Brian, but he just doesn't believe her. And doesn't tell her about, but he heard a bunch of stuff down there in the basement too, but he's just like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? I'm like, he comes across, at least the actor, like, came across as, like, a little bit douchey on this one. The real guy, not so much, but, you know. So then it seemed like the next day she's sitting in the living room or whatever, and she said out of the corner of her eye, she saw something. She said it was fast and white, like, out of the corner of her eye. Turns out, guess what? She saw a demon. Now she sees a big-ass angel.
Yeah. Big angel with its wings spread out like a guardian angel.
She said that she thought she was dead. That yeah. She's like, well, isn't that the only time you're supposed to see that shit? Yeah. That's when you die. She said she saw it for about 5 seconds, and it was very clear. So there's the angel. So now we have angel and demon. So we got two sides of the shit going here now. So she goes back to her friend Bonnie, who is the psychic. And Bonnie says, well, this is probably your spirit guide thingy, either trying to help you or trying to warn you about something. So at this point, Kathy's like, know what, I really don't have time for this nonsense right now, so I'm just kind of ignore this shit until it all blows over, I guess. So June of 2011, Brian's divorce is finally final. So Kathy and Brian decide to get married, so they get married. Now, she's in the kitchen one night chopping vegetables for a romantic dinner because Michael's out at a friend's house. So, you know, they got some alone time. Bow chicka wow. So there's that. Now, while she's cutting up the vegetables, she said her hand goes numb. And then she looks down at her hands and they're, like, blue. And then the back of her head went numb too, she said. She thought she was having a stroke, which is, yeah, what you would think, probably. So she calls 911, as you would. So they actually, the ambulance comes, and they take her to the hospital. Now, when she gets to the hospital, they find that her blood pressure is, what they say, 200 over 100, which is, it's pretty high. That's pretty high. And they basically say, well, we can't, she seems okay now, but it's like, you know, that high of a blood pressure or spiking that much, like, is kind of consistent with, like, a stroke or maybe, like, a cardiac arrest or something, but she didn't really have any of that. But they do keep her overnight, so they're not really sure what's wrong with her. So, basically, they're just, like, their go-to in this situation is, like, well, maybe it was a panic attack. You know, maybe it was, like, stress-induced. So, okay, because there didn't really seem to be any lingering effects or whatever. So Kathy goes home the next morning. Then there's a scene where she's talking to an old friend on the phone, like, about this whole situation. And then, while she's talking on the phone, like, from behind, like, the camera's, like, it's all wavy and shit. Like, it's like there's somebody back there. And then something's behind her, and, like, her hair, like, goes like that, like, some blue on it. And then that scary dude, like, the demon guy, is, like, right behind her. And she, like, turns around and fucking screams and all that kind of shit.
Listen to what Zach said.
What do you say? I was going to say, did she see a cum shot? Because fast and white. Maybe that's what it was.
You just said it blew on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. What it is.
Yeah, maybe she's...
She got OnlyFans, too.
Maybe that could be our OnlyFans angle. We'll do, like, a whole paranormal, like, theme.
Zach's like... OnlyFans is real. That's not just a story. Yeah, we got OnlyFans. I think it's just called Tom and Jen. I think it's what it's called right now. It's just got a picture of us on. There's nothing on it.
Yeah, there's nothing on it.
Nothing on it.
But he just showed because I thought he was kidding too. But then he was I set one up.
Yeah, it only takes a couple seconds. I suck that shit up. Fucking Zach's like, duh, you know, man, fucking. I want to see that. Yeah, Zach. Maybe it'll just be me. It'll just be me, Zach. Doing solos. JOI instructions for you gays. Well, I'm just gonna fucking jerk it together. You gotta send me money.
I'll see if you start doing it. It's like maybe you make a lot of money. Maybe I'll get involved.
Then you get involved. Yeah, you come in and give me a head.
Yeah. Like I said, I want to see if there's any money in it first.
You'd probably make more at it than I would.
Probably true.
Yeah.
Probably true.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't mean that in any... Like, usually girls make more money, no matter what they look like, so...
Well, the only dudes that are making money, they're... it's either very much man-on-man action, that's the orientation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gay. Or it's dudes that are going around doing collaborations with other OnlyFans chicks. You know what I mean? So he's basically just being a porn star.
Yeah.
And on his channel, he's got a bunch of different performers he's performed with on his channel. They've kind of split the money. Or he probably pays them.
Yeah.
For the to be in the scene with him.
Right. Okay. So this is, I guess, like the second time she's seen the demon ring. So now, soon after this, she's picking up Michael from school. So she's, like, sitting in the car, like, in front of the school or whatever. And she said, this is kind of like a funny scene. It would probably be scary if it really happened to you, but it was, like, just funny the way they shot it. But I guess there's, like, she said it felt like an invisible thing, like, pushing on her head, like it was going to snap her neck. So it's, like, pushing her head, like, into this real, like, unnatural position. And she can't talk and she can't breathe and everything like that. So she's all, like, wow, like, in the front seat of the car. And, like, trying to pray, and like I said, it was pretty funny. Like the like Cody's mom, like from the Demon Child episode, she was having some problems with her neck, you know. So she's trying to pray, but can't, like I said. So Michael runs to the car, it's like, Mom, what the hell? You know what I mean? Like, why is your head all fucked up? Like, it's all in a weird position and everything. So Michael starts praying, because I guess Mom can't. And at this point, he tells her that he has also been experiencing shit in the house. And they show at this point, I guess this was kind of like a flashback, but he said that he was in his room one night, and this kind of reminded me of, like, some shit that happened at Mammoth, like, the first thing that happened with the bag and the socks.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, sitting in his room, and he said he was on the laptop, and his backpack was on the bed, and he said something, like, it looked like an invisible something was, like, pulling on the straps of the backpack, like that.
Yeah.
And then he said it just, like, picked up and, like, threw itself across the room.
Yeah.
So.
Poltergeist phenomenon. Poltergeist. Poltergeist phenomenon.
Yeah.
He was probably the right age.
15 he was when this happened. So once the kid, like, told her that, like, Kathy said she got really upset because she, you know, she didn't know this was happening to him too, and she's like, I felt like a failure because I wasn't protecting him, and blah, blah, blah. And at this point, they're trying to, like, now her and Michael are both talking to Brian about this, and he basically says, it's all in your head. And I'm like, that's nice. You know, so I put Brian, yeah, Brian thinks it's all in her head, Anna's being a real douche about it. That's kind of, yeah, he was being a real man on this one, where he was just like, eh, you're just a woman. You sure you're not, like, imagining all this stuff? She's like, hey, my son sees the shit too, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was pretty special. So that same night, they all sleep in the same room, and Michael suddenly sits up in bed and starts doing, like, a demon-y kind of voice, like, blah, 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 blah. But what he was saying was an argument that Kathy and Brian had had earlier. Like, he repeated the argument, like, word for word, even though apparently Michael had not been home when they had this conversation. Like, he'd been at school or at a friend's house or something. So they were kind of weirded out because they're like, holy shit, he's just up there sitting up in bed, like, talking to this creepy voice, and he's saying exactly what they said. And I think at that point, like, Brian was kind of on board, where he was just like, okay, maybe something weird is going on, and everybody's like, duh, you know what I mean? What?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
something. I can't listen to the story.
No. I thought you were going to say something, because you kind of went like that, like you were going to say something.
No, just
I can't ever tell. So, yeah, so Brian finally admits, oh, yeah, well, maybe might be some possession jazz going on here. So then they call this paranormal investigator guy named Hiram. And I went to write down his last name, but they were going too fast. And I was like, well, never mind.
Your name is Hiram.
Hiram, yeah. Hiram something. I don't remember what his last name was. And I think they said he used to be, like, I don't think they said he was CIA, but maybe he was, like, intelligence or something like that. I don't remember what they said. But, yeah, he's a paranormal investigator now. So he brings, like, EVPs, that bullshit spirit box. He brings all that shit.
Let me get some ice. I'll put some more ice in that.
Okay. That spirit box thing, that is such crap, by the way. How much do they charge for those nowadays? I have to, like, go on
Amazon.
Because I'm always kind of curious, because I'm like, well, it's essentially just a thing that goes through radio frequencies, right? That's all it is. But if you call it, like, a specialized, like, paranormal investigation tool, then you can probably, like, charge a lot more money for it, but that's literally all it does. It just goes through radio frequencies, and it's like just counts on you to, like, pick out some, just like, oh my god, it sounded like it was answering my questions or whatever. So, you know, audio pareidolia. So, yeah, so he brings all the stuff. Now, he does all these EVPs, And then he brings, like, Kathy and Brian and them, like, back to the office, and he plays all these EVPs back for them. And they said that all the EVPs, they were like, look, he did, like, all of these tapes of EVPs, and they were just, like, stuffed with demon voices, like, all over the shit. And they said you couldn't, like, tell what they were saying. It just sounded like, blah, 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 blah. Like, it sounded, like, garbled, like a fucking, I don't know, like a like an 80s black metal record or something. But I guess, like, they weren't really saying anything, right? They just said it was all garbled, but there was, like, a whole bunch of voices.
I poured a little bit of vodka on the top of that, so it's probably pretty strong.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's only a little, though. It's just floating around.
It's only little.
It's just floating on the top. Okay. It'll mix in.
Yeah, so garbled demon voices all over the shit. So again, Brian hears this and he's like, okay, yeah, I guess we do got demons. And so Hiram tells them, your house is, I believe the wording he used was, the mother of all portals. Because, you know, you can't just have one demon or two. It's got to be a whole fucking way station situation.
Mother of all portals.
The mother of all portals. That's what he said. So yeah, so all the tapes he had, like, that he took in there, just like all over the shit, had demon voices. And at this point, Hiram kind of leaves the story because he's like, well, I've done all I can do, recorded all these EVPs, this is beyond my pay grade, so bye. Good luck with that. You know what I mean? Pretty much. Now, at this point, too, I think Kathy, like, wakes up in the middle of the night and she sees, like, this mist. She didn't really explain it, but the way that they had it on the reenactment, it kind of looked like it was moving intelligently, maybe. Kind of. And then she sees, like, these weird, like, flashing lights, like, outside in the hall. And then the fire alarm goes off, but there's not, or the smoke alarm, but there's not any fire. Like, they can't find any fire. So they assume that's paranormal also. So Kathy, at this point, decides she's going to go to the church for help. So she goes to the priest. And we were kind of laughing because at first, it seemed like the priest was just going to blow her off. Like, why don't you call God with that shit, okay? Yeah, it's like, I got shit to do. You know what I mean? Because that's kind of what it sounded like he was saying at first. It's like, well, you have God on your side, so why don't you call someone
Go
call someone who cares.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like that, which kind of made me
laugh. God handle that shit.
Yeah, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, well, yeah, why do we even need you for anyway? Yeah. I mean, if that's the whole thing. But he did actually like come out to their house, so he wasn't just blowing them off. But I just thought that was really funny. So he comes in the house and apparently feels like real oppressive, like bad energy or whatever, especially in the basement. And they said that while he was doing the blessing or whatever, like his hands were shaking and he was like scared. And then he's like, he does the blessing and he's like, okay, y'all are good. Just pray and I'm out of here. That's like what the priests do in this situation. They're just like, yep, we're done. Bye. What you doing?
She's calling you.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah. She's trying to jump up on the chair. So that night, after the priest leaves, the family is very hopeful, obviously, that the priest actually, like, kicked the demons out their house. But Kathy, this was not clear. She said that she woke up from a horrible dream, but then she was like, it wasn't a dream, though. So I was like, well, which is it? What are you talking about? She said that she woke up and she just called it a thing. On the other side of the bed. So I'm assuming this is like the demonic figure that she's been seeing previously. She said it was 3 feet away and it was looking right at her. And she said she grabbed a crucifix and the holy water, which she keeps right there for such purposes. And then I put in my notes, I would put, the real chick is really into this. I threw holy water all over my house. And she was like, she's starting to get like amped up, like as the story is going on. But like you said, she's a good storyteller though, but it's like, I'm not real sure. She's not like super believable, but she tells a good story though. So the first thing in the morning, she calls the priest and was like, what's the deal? Like, the shit's still here and it's getting worse than ever. And she's like, I woke up this morning and I heard it chanting. They didn't put that on the reenactment, but she said that she heard it chanting, like, when she woke up in the morning. And the priest basically says, yeah, you probably need to get the fuck out the house. So they all pile in the car, and for whatever reason, Kathy says to the husband and the son, no talking. No one talks in this car. So she's like, they just drove to a motel or something like that, just in complete silence for whatever reason. So they stay in a motel one night. And then they come back the next day, And Kathy has decided that even though she is just a regular-ass person who looks like Sigourney Weaver, she is going to, you know, fight the aliens. Or fight the demons, rather. You know what I mean?
Fight aliens.
Well, you know, that's maybe that's where she was taking inspiration from. Get away from her, you bitch. But, yes. That's what I was thinking while I was watching this episode. So, yeah, I just think random shit like that. So, yeah, so I wrote in my notes, I was like, Kathy gonna fight the shit on her own, gonna become a demon slayer. That's what I wrote on here. So, yeah, she's dropping her nuts, and she's gonna get rid of the demons by herself, because no one can help her, I guess. And she's gonna close the portal. Now, I cannot convey to you, I mean, because some of you obviously watched this episode, like, after I announced which one we were doing. It's hard for me to convey to you how super dramatic, but also how super entertaining this lady is. Because as this story goes on, she's just like...
she's almost crying. And...
I can't explain it.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's super funny, though. It's like, I don't know. It's like, it's hard to explain.
Jenny thinks it made her less credible. I'm kind of thinking that maybe it might have made her more credible. She made it, you know, she might have just really fucking was affected by it. She believed it. Now... her husband, he said during one of these episodes, and I think we might have passed it already, that they were yelling into the darkness, and he didn't see anything, but he could sense there was something moving in there. Isn't that what he said? Or something like he could sense something. He didn't see anything, but he could sense that something was wrong.
Yeah, he did say something like that.
Yeah. He said there was some kind of disturbance happening back there. But she was seeing more than he was seeing, evidently.
Yeah, well, she was seeing all kind of crazy.
Yeah, she
shit.
Was seeing all kinds
of demons and angels and all kind of shit.
He couldn't see anything, but he could sense that there was a disturbance happening.
Yeah, I think the only
where
thing
she
he
was looking.
The only thing he really experienced, yeah. I think, was the footsteps at the beginning, yeah. And then he did hear the demon EVPs and like the kid in the weird demon voice like saying the argument from earlier. He did hear that.
I thought he was pretty credible because he didn't make any wild claims really. He just said he heard footsteps and he could sense there was a disturbance. Strong and was imagining more than was really than what was really happening. The disturbances might have not have been all that impressive, but they felt impressive. So
I do kind of feel like there's a certain kind of person that is more fantasy prone.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, because I'm not real fantasy prone, so I kind of feel like that... certain times when weird things happen, certain types of people will really like conflate that, and then usually like you know, after like the longer it goes on, like after it happens, they'll keep like adding more details and it'll just get bigger and bigger in their head.
Yeah.
And they'll just keep like telling the story until it gets like super outlandish.
Yeah.
Even though if you actually saw the actual thing happen, it was like some little wet fart of a nothing.
Well, Jen's actually seen phenomena. She saw a damn remote just jump up off a table and get thrown, and the way it landed and the way it sounded when it hit the ground was sounded wrong, and doorbells ringing in the night, nobody there, that type of stuff. But you weren't real fantasy prone, you saw it for what it was. You know what I mean? Maybe a person who was more amped up, more fantasy prone, would have said, yeah, the remote jumped off the table and landed on the ground. But I saw what had it. A demon had it.
Yeah, you know, they might have, like, thought...
and add some shit to
and
it.
And I absolutely did not do that.
Yeah,
it
didn't see
and that. In fact, the weird thing about it is that it was weird, like, when it happened, because it was, like, startling. But, one, it wasn't scary, necessarily. It was almost kind of, like, mundane, if that makes any sense.
When you see it happen, you're like, oh, okay, it happens.
You're like, yeah, it that's okay. Kind of like what I was like, huh.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like that. Because, well, for a second, like, I thought, you know, the remote thing, that was kind of, like, the first thing that I saw. And then I was just kind of, like, for a second, I was like, wait, did that just do what I thought it did? And then I looked over at Dimitri and Jen, because they were sitting right there, and they were looking at me, and they were like, did that just do what that? And I was like, okay. So I was like, check. I was looking for outside validation. I thought, the first thing I thought was, like, maybe I kicked the table. I was like, I knew I didn't kick the table, but I was like, maybe I kicked the table and it flew off, but I didn't kick the table. But that was, like, the first thing I thought of.
Yeah.
But.
And then a stack of coins appeared.
Yeah. But the weird thing about it is that when it happens, it's almost kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, there's not flashing lights and sound effects and, no. like, you know, like in a movie. It's just kind of like, oh, the remote control just went pshoo and just, like, flew off yeah. the table. That's, like, all that happened. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's freaky, but...
It's not as freaky as you think it is.
It's not as... Yeah, it's not as freaky as it would be, like, in a movie. There's not, like, yeah. a jump scare, like, a musical sting or anything like that. It was just kind of like, oh, huh, okay. That was strange. But, yeah, but this chick is, like, super dramatic. So she's so she's going in there, and she's going to kick some demon butt, right? So she's calling on the angel warriors. I had to write that down because I thought that was really funny. So I'm guessing that she's calling on the warrior, the angel that she saw earlier.
She's calling Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And going around rebuking and whatnot. And she's just, like, sitting there. She's just getting so, like, more and more into, thank you, God, for saving my life and all this other kind of stuff. And I'm just like, oh, man, she is really laying it on thick. But it was, like, not in an annoying way, though. She did it, like, in an entertaining kind of way. Like I said, I kind of want to hang out with her. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Is that weird to say? Like, normally people that go on and on like this, they would just, like, annoy the shit out of me. But she wasn't annoying. She was just, like, really entertaining. But, yeah, she was just, like, going around. She's like, I am never going to be without my crucifix ever again and all this other kind of stuff. And she's like, and I heard...
Had the Bible next to the bed.
I heard the angel say, like, save her, help her. Yeah, you know, yeah, she yeah. was getting, like, all into yeah, it, man. Yeah. She was so into yeah. it. It was just, like, so, so funny. What was that? Oh, you're saying it. I was like... but she said while she was, you know, rebuking the demons or whatever, that she actually did see the angel again. Did she, like, she said it was the same one, I guess, that she saw before, like, with the big wings and everything yeah. like that. You know, just your standard issue.
It's just a good angel.
Like, from, you know, central yeah. casting.
Yeah.
And, she's, like, way over the top. But apparently this worked. The angel, she said that she felt the angel... grip her hand. She's not like hard, like an asshole or anything yeah. like that, but just like
firm.
Hey, I got you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm gonna help you. I was like, well, where yeah. the fuck have you been this whole time? Yeah. Like, the demon's been like,
had to get permission,
fucking with my neck and all this shit, and you just did nothing. You just stood there and did nothing.
Angel had to get permission useless to step fucking to intercede. Angel. See,
he had to get permission. He had to go to the manager.
Yeah, he had to go to the big manager in disguise, see if he could intercede. You can stop this. All right, you got that. And there it is.
Yeah, and then God's up there being like, nah, that person's yeah, nah, a dick. Just let the demon torment them a little yeah. longer. I like to watch. Maybe that's what it was. I don't really know. But yeah, but I did actually write down where the fuck was this angel the whole time. Yeah, because it didn't show up until the end of the show. Like, to help her. And it was like, yeah, we got you now. Like, I got permission, I guess. So I can come in here and kick all the demons out. I don't know. I guess it was just the one demon. So it should have just been angel and demon. No, I guess it was more than one demon. She just saw one, but there was lots
of
them on the... Yeah, but there was really technically
just
one angel.
As if a demon could not impersonate 20 demons.
Yeah, didn't anybody see The Exorcist? Come on, that was like pretty much the whole...
There's only one.
That was pretty much the whole fucking premise of that shit. Was that it was like impersonating a bunch of different ones. But apparently her and her angel homies, drove all the demons out. So however many there were. And so, yeah, she says now, I still sleep with my crucifix and my holy water, and she has angels with her all the time now, so, okay, you hear that, demons, like, you better not mess with Kathy, because she's got all the angels on her side, and they're gonna whip your ass, I guess. So, yeah, that was about the end of that. Angels helped her kick the demons out. The end. But they did have, like, a super high, like I said, that was the thing that they did, the flash forward, like, the super... over-the-top exorcism, you know.
Yeah. It's a good episode, actually.
Yeah.
And this season has a kind of a new intro theme. They ramped up the special effects. They're trying to look like something out of a damn movie, you know, like out of the Conjuring universe or something, even though this predates the Conjuring universe, I believe.
Well, when did the first Conjuring movie come out? 2014?
I don't know. They just got them
kind of
edited.
No, maybe it was earlier.
They kind of edited them a little bit more like a movie. So they've kind of gone away from the documentary type format of the first seasons. But it's still good. Still good. I liked it.
That's the thing. I kind of feel like, I mean, there had been paranormal shows before, obviously. But I think A Haunting was sort of, it wasn't like the OG one or anything like that. But it was kind of one of the first big, like, real popular ones.
Yeah.
And... I feel like the success of that led to the 50 million other paranormal shows that they have on now, still. And so, I guess, like, the competition, they felt like the competition, you know? Yeah. So, like, all these other shows, it's like, well, we have to ramp up, you know, we have to amp up the game because all these, we have all these other shows to, like, compete with it. But honestly, I think the original Haunting shows that were just, like, a documentary format were a lot...
Spookier, in a way.
Like, I thought they were crazy. Like, and I really don't like the Ghost Hunter type shows. No. Like, where it's just, like, a bunch of douches, like, sitting around in a dark room. Like,
yeah, did you hear that?
With night vision.
Yeah, I heard it.
Something breathed on me. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's, like, I can't watch
started
that.
Started with Taps.
Yeah.
Taps, I think, was the best of them out of that bunch, but that was the first one. And but the thing is, I could only take so much of that. You were always kind of like thinking that maybe they'll catch something. You know, maybe they'll actually catch something one of these days. No,
they never do.
No, the only thing that kind of was close to something, there was a couple of them that they did were the one they went to a lighthouse. I think it was out on an island where they had a camera looking up the spiral staircase going up to the top of the lighthouse, and it looked like something moved from one stair to the other, something small, but it might have been a bird.
Yeah, there. It could have been a million other
things.
It could
have been anything. Could have, might have been a damn seagull up there sleeping in the lighthouse. There's no way of knowing what it was, but that looked like something. And then they were in an old prison at night, and it looks like something moved or went into one of the cells as they were walking with night vision. But that could have been something, too. It might have been an animal. It might have been a rat or something ran in there. I don't know. But they kept playing that over and over again. Something did look like it moved. Weird.
Those shows drive me nuts, though, because you know that they sat in this abandoned mall or whatever the fuck for, you know, 8 hours or however long they stayed in there. And, you know, fuck all happened, right? Yeah. So it's like they have to cobble together
something.
A half an hour or hour long show. So they're going to replay a bunch of shit. They're going to make up a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
They're going to, like, sit around the door. Ooh, I got cold in here. It's like, ooh, I think something touched me. Ooh, did you hear that? It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, I can only watch so much of that. I don't have the patience.
As far as the Ghost Hunter ones, the best ones of the bad ones was Ghost Brothers. Because Ghost Brothers was just fucking funny. Black dudes on looking for ghosts. And playing kind of like playing pranks on each other. While they're looking for ghosts, and they just got them sitting in dark rooms by themselves. They got a camera on them, and he's going, "I can't take this shit." nope, I'm getting out of here. Nope, just the shit.
The reason that show was good was because the dudes themselves were entertaining.
They were good. Yeah, they were
like
good.
Even if they weren't looking for ghosts, they would still be funny to watch because they like the interaction between them was funny.
Yeah,
You
they
know,
just regular guys too. They were They weren't parapsychologists.
And they weren't taking it super seriously, which I was on board with.
They were like, "You gonna make me sit in there all night in that dark? Okay, man. You can do it. It's just shit. You know, funny."
Yeah, they were just like fucking with each other the whole time.
Yeah, there ain't no ghosts in here. Ain't no ghosts in here. Fucking creepy though. You know, it's just funny.
That's what I mean.
I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
You know, just,
they were just like really funny dudes just on their own.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like the reason that a lot of Ghost Hunter shows I don't like them is because they take themselves like way too seriously.
Yeah.
And I guess they're really trying to like prove paranormal shit or they're trying to make a good show or whatever, but I don't know. It's just they take it too seriously. They're not having fun with it. They're not you know, and they're just sitting there. They're just like, every time somebody, you know, farts sideways, they're just like, "Oh my God, shit's haunted." You know what I mean?
Yeah. Man,
it's just, I can't
watch. And the Bigfoot shows are even worse, like killing Bigfoot and shit.
That has got to be, I mean, somebody should sue.
Rednecks jumping up out of the ground with shotguns in the middle of the night.
Did you hear that?
We're gonna kill Bigfoot this time. You're just fucking stupid shit. Come on.
Well, and that's even dumber.
You're not even out in the middle of nowhere.
That's even dumber because it's like you're out in the middle of the woods. It's like that could literally be a million different things.
Yeah.
It's like the woods are full of animals.
Yeah.
Duh.
That's not how you find Bigfoot if there is a Bigfoot. You find Bigfoot with a fucking thermal imaging satellite. That's how you do it. It's the same way you find them deer and shit.
You don't go
out there.
Put on your ghillie suit and lay down in the ditch.
Yeah. Just look and wait.
And drink beer.
The only thing that's going to go by are animals that are normally out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, so every time like a raccoon like strolls by, they're just like, "Oh my God, was that Bigfoot?"
Yeah, you'll be lucky if you see a panther, you know, panther, you can see mountain lion, you know, shit like that, bear. We see bear all the time, though. No, and I don't think anywhere in the continental United States is there going to be a Bigfoot. If something like that exists, it'd be in Canada by now. I don't even think that, there's a couple places in Washington State where man's probably never tread. I'd start looking there, but the best way to do that, there's no roads or anything. You need a satellite. You know, you're going to need a satellite.
Yeah,
something
just
that can see thermal images.
A bunch of dumpy hicks sitting out in the middle of the woods, like, you're not going to find a Bigfoot.
No, it's not going to be fast.
What are the chances that that if there was a Bigfoot, that he's going to walk in front of these?
Yeah, your chances are going to be zero. You're going to want a fucking overhead look, and you're going to be able to scroll through and looking at thermal images and go, yeah, okay, that's fucking elk. Okay, yeah, that's fucking bear. What the fuck is that? You know, oh, that's a dude. Okay. Yeah, that's a dude walking around. Looks, is he fucking that goat? You're gonna see shit like that.
Well, see, now that's the kind of show I would watch. You'd find that kind of stuff.
You know where I got
that's,
that idea, right?
That's more interesting to me.
Those choppers, I think it was in Afghanistan. Those choppers in Afghanistan were watching some guys. They were getting ready to blow them up, and one of the dudes was out in the field. Walked out in the field and started screwing the sheep. And they got him on thermal, looking at him. They're laughing. The chopper pilots and the gunners are fucking, look at him go. Yeah, I see him. You know, you ever saw that gun camera footage? Used to be up on YouTube.
Yeah, you showed
it to me. Used to be up on YouTube.
You showed it to me, I think.
Yeah, they're laughing at him. I think they blow him up eventually, but...
Well, at least he died happy. You know?
Yeah.
I think they
blew him up later. Once the attack started.
They let him finish, at least? That was nice.
Well, they had to attack the compound. They were just... That
poor sheep is like, that was just something they saw. I was just standing there. Chewing grass and look at what happened. That's not cool. Don't go raping animals, people.
Well, according to the camera footage, they picked through and killed every guy that was out there. Eventually. So I don't think he could have got away. You can't run from a helicopter. That's why I was fucking saying, remember we were watching Red Dawn?
And
the good guys, the Wolverines, they ran from that fucking Soviet chopper on the back on horseback. You cannot run from a helicopter on horseback.
But you know, they put that in movies all the time where people run away from cars.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how fast can a person run?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, even the Olympic dudes can only run what? Maybe
yeah.
I don't even know what the fastest dude alive is. But it's like a car. Yeah, that car's gonna run you down in about 2 seconds.
Take it from
you
me.
You can't outrun a car.
Ex-infantrymen, we fucking used to fight them shit. Fight fucking Apaches and Cobras fucking with Miles gear just during training simulations. If an attack helicopter sees you, you're dead. It's basically the Terminator, and it flies, and there you can't hide from it. There's nowhere you can run. There's nothing that you could hide in. You could go, if you went into a building, they'd blow that building up. You can't get away from it. If you ran down into a fucking tunnel, they'd fucking blow the mouth of the tunnel up and collapse it in on you and kill you. You can't run from a helicopter. It sees you and then it kills you. The same way you walking around and you're seeing ants and you just step on them, that's what they do to you. It's a killing machine.
Zach says, one of my favorite paranormal YouTubers is the Foreman Brothers, a.k.a. Paranormal Nightmares. Mm-hmm. They're really earthy and real and genuine good guys. I think you'd like them. I should look that up. I don't watch a lot of paranormals. I like the scary stories, which aren't always paranormal. A lot of them are like true crime stories, like, oh, I escaped a serial killer and shit like that, which... You know, or some weirdo was, like, living in my attic or something. But I like a lot of those, but I don't usually watch a lot of paranormal ones. I watch a lot of true crime, though, that's for sure, because to me that's kind of scarier. I think that was the last... Oh, October 8th said, once when I was homeless, I was camping at one of the pools, old house that we skated at, and a ball was rolling around by itself. I would have run, but I was too high and tired. It was scary, but cool. Yes, I wasn't that high. Like, not so high that they were seeing, like, fucking shit like that. Well, yeah, I mean, the shit that happened at our house, we weren't high either. We were just, like, sitting there waiting for a movie to come on, and it was just sudden.
Yeah.
I had never seen anything like that before. But like I said, after it had happened, I was just kind of like, huh. It was just kind of neat. Mm-hmm. But, you know. All right, so are we done?
Yep.
Oh, Ken Knox said, I had my septum pierced in 8th grade. It burned for a sec, but it happened so fast there wasn't any pain. Yeah, because I thought they had like a... Because you know when they pierce your ears, they have that gun that just goes ka-chonk. So you don't even like feel anything. So I guess I assume they have that for your nose too.
Not for me, I ain't doing it.
Well, no. Well, I don't. Yeah. Like I said, if I did my nose, I'd probably do it up here. Yeah. I don't think I'd want to do the middle. But yeah, after that, you were traumatized by having to do the piercing too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't even look, because he even said, like, before, he was like, don't look. And I was like, well, I wasn't gonna, but yeah. You know what I mean?
No, later on that night, I started thinking about it, and I'm going, oof. But I had kind of clarity of purpose when I was doing it. You know what I mean? You can't get squeamish. You know, once you start, you just gotta do it.
You gotta half, yeah, you can't half-ass it.
You can't, and once you got one of them done, you have to do the other one.
Even though I really didn't want to.
I
was thinking about just leaving it. Yeah. just having one.
I didn't really want to do it either, but now I got, let's get it done.
Because I kept, like, putting it off. I was like, I really don't want to do that.
I'm just glad that Quinn was like, no, man, their placement's right, they're straight, they're deep in there, so fucking they're up against the areola, so no, that's it, that's a good job. He says, that's your first one?
And I said, they look good, yeah.
I said, yeah, that's my first job. He goes, yeah, you did good.
Yeah. Even though it was a harrowing experience.
The worst thing to do is that they're away from the areola and dangling. You don't want that. And then you don't want them crooked either. Some people have done it.
Well, yeah, because that's the thing. You can't just have them, like, kind of hanging out. Because I was kind of worried. It's like, well, what happens?
Hanging and dangling. They can't do that.
Well, I was like, well, what happens, like, if I have to wear a sports bra or something like that? Like, it's going to chafe and...
No, they're uptight against the...
Yeah, so it's like you don't... Right. You can't even really...
It doesn't look like a bars. It looks like two little studs on either side of the areola.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, because we started out with, like, the smallest.
Yeah, you don't see the bar. You just see the studs, the little balls. Mm-hmm. They're pretty. And you could change out the colors and everything.
Yeah, we'll get some more jewelry.
Get different. Yeah, heals up. Yeah, there's different versions. You can get things with dangling stuff and whatever. So you can change up. Some of them are little bats.
Yeah, you can get all kinds of fun stuff. Zach says, my sister has one of those little studs on the side of her nostril. I always thought those looked really cute. Yeah, me too. Like, actually, there's a girl at work has a little... Is it a little stud or like a little ring? I can't remember. And it's kind of cute, yeah. But I think that's all. Yeah. So we got to the end of the episode, and it's only 8:37, which is good.
Okay.
Because
we can get back to watching your series.
Yeah.
If you want.
And I'm super tired. I can probably watch a couple, but okay. I don't know why. I guess I was still thinking about the fucking piercing thing, but I didn't sleep very good last night. I just kept waking up. Right. And I think another thing, too, was that for some reason, like, Pookie usually hangs out in the room with us because she'll run in the bedroom and it's like, ooh, she wants a meat stick or something like that. And she'll lay on the bed and watch movies and stuff. But I went to the dollar store yesterday and got her some new little toys. Like, I got her a little bunny and a little chick or whatever. And I was looking for her and I couldn't find her. And then I was like... When the evening came, I was like, I have not seen her, like, all day. And I was, like, looking around the house, and I couldn't find her, and I was like, I didn't know where she was, and I was like, did she get locked in a closet? Did she get, you know, run outside somehow? You know what I mean? And we didn't see her. And so, like, all night, I kept waking up going, where the fuck is Pookie? And, like, I kept waking up, and, like, I'd go to the bathroom, and it's like, I couldn't see her, and I was freaking out. So then, like, this morning, when I got up to go to work, finally, she was, like, just sitting by the water fountain, like, like, nothing happened. And I was like, where the fuck have you been?
She hides.
And I don't... She must have some hiding places I don't know about.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've found most of her hiding places.
Yeah.
But she's pretty smart, and she gets... But I'm always worried that she's... Like I said, that she's gonna, you know, slip out the door while we're not looking, or she's gonna get locked in a closet. Because she likes to run in the closet for some reason. You know.
She wants to get clothes in the closet.
Yeah.
I think.
She does.
She wants to get clothes in there.
Yeah. She thinks that, I don't know why, but she thinks it's funny. She'll try to sneak around. Yeah. If you open the bedroom closet, she tries to, like, very casually, like, walk behind you like that, like, la, 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 not even looking at the closet. And then she'll go, pshoo.
Yeah.
And then she goes and hides in there. Yeah. And she'll curl up, like, way in the far corner, like, you can't see me, you can't see me.
She wants you to lock her in the closet.
Yeah, she wants to get trapped in there. Yeah. I'm not really sure why. She's super weird. But I don't want her to get trapped in there because then in the middle of the night she'll want out and she'll start yelling and, like, you know.
And she's got to use the litter box. She'll just take it.
That's what I mean. Right, or she'll just, like, poop in your shoes or something that. And nobody wants that. Right. So, you know, you can't let her stay in there. But she, for some reason, she really wants to. But I think that's why I kept waking up, because I didn't know where she was. But I found her. All right. So that'll do it for today's.
Super Thanks should be activated, so you guys can go ahead and
today's haunting and nipple piercing show.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to call it. So yeah, taking the day off tomorrow, but, well, at least from the show, but then Wednesday, we're going to do our main show, which is going to be about the Boca Town Center murders, which is something I didn't know anything about. Yeah, it happened in 2007. Okay. And it happened down in South Florida.
Okay.
And there was a lot of, yeah. And there was, it was kind of like a high-end mall, and there was like all these murders like in the parking lot.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's what we're going to do the show about on Wednesday, because that's what won the polls. So, you know, if you want to get in on the polls, you can either go over and join Patreon, or you can become a YouTube member, because I also post the polls over on the for YouTube members as well, so you can vote over here. But yeah, that's what won, so that's what we're going to be talking about on Wednesday night, so hopefully you guys can drop by for that. So yeah, thanks for hanging out with us this evening, and we will see you again on Wednesday night.